But what I'd really like to do is something extraordinary.
Hey, folks. We're just going to dive in for a really quick episode today. I'm going to talk a little bit about what's going on in L.A., the insanity that has just kicked off. So, yeah, let's dive right over to it. Hey, folks, it's Sean again with The Ground Level. Continue to follow us, please. Catch us over there at Apple and Spotify, basically everywhere you get your podcast. We also premiere on Rumble.com, The Ground Level. I'm going to jump right over and kind of give my thoughts on what's going on here in L.A. It's pretty crazy. This is exactly what we all knew was going to come eventually. Anybody that pays attention, if you grew up in the era that I grew up in, this would remind you so much of the Rodney King riots. And while those were awful, there was an actual legitimate reason why that kicked off. This is absolutely bullshit. Absolutely bullshit. And there's only one reason that this happened, and it was strictly because of the Democrats. Because they spent 4 years letting these people pile into our country, and now they're destroying it. And even now, those Democrats have the nerve to sit here and say that these are peaceful protests. It's amazing. They're fucking lunacy. And it's not, in fact, it's not even crazy anymore. It's all by design. Now, I've talked many times, I believe it's Bill 1391 here in Washington State, that our Governor Bob Ferguson, that piece of trash, signed into law, which basically forbids the federal government from bringing any military assistance to our state without the governor's permission. When that happened, you know, a couple months ago, I think it was just about a month ago, I immediately called it out. Why? Why is this a priority? You know, him, Bob Ferguson and Gavin Newsom are two peas in a pod. Those two work side by side. I wouldn't be surprised if Bob Ferguson is also part of that World Economic Forum trash. But what's going on here is just, now that you've made that law here in the state of Washington, what's next? Is this going to happen here in Tacoma and Seattle area, and even Olympia? And if that does, he has now made it a law to where the National Guard can't come in, the Marines, without Bob Ferguson's permission. And that rat bastard made up some, you know, he said, well, Idaho has had a law like that in place for a while, but you just did it suddenly. And that's what I don't get. Why so sudden? What's coming here next? This is just crazy. I mean, look at these videos. These people that are in our country illegally, and then you have people, our own citizens, that are just lost and out of control, getting on board with this crap. And you have to forgive me, kind of feeling a little off mark here, because I just wanted to dive into this right away and watch what's happening here. So Trump last night sent in about 2,000 troops from the National Guard, as he should have. And the chaos is just erupting. And it's only going to get worse. So my question to everybody is what's going on? Are we going to see this more and more in blue states? Look at what happened during the Trump administration the first 4 years. It was nothing but chaos. And I suspect this is the same chaos by design. It's to bring on a civil war, to get people at each other's throats. I mean, look at that chaos. I've reached a point now, you know, there was a reason behind the argument for we're a nation of immigrants, and that is true. And there was merit to it. But you have to be practical, and you have to apply the laws. This is just nonsense. Millions of people came into our country and we don't even know who they are. And now look, as a result, you have this shit going on. I'll never process in my own head why somebody wants to come to our country. The idea is that wants to be an American, but they have no desire to adhere to our rules, to our concepts, to our fundamentals, to be the melting pot, to become an American. They come here because they're escaping their trashed country and then post up their flags and then shit on our country in the process. I don't get it. I'll never understand that. It's the same concept of me going over to France or Germany or Africa and having the balls, the audacity to post up my flag and say, fuck that country while I'm there. I'd be dead if not in jail. And I wouldn't do it anyways. The concept doesn't make sense. I'm fleeing my home to go to a better place just to shit on it and demand things. I mean, this is crazy watching what's happened in LA again. It was in the 90s when that happened with the Reginald, Reginald Denny, he was the one that was the trucker, but the name's just escaping me now, but that huge riot because of the video that went out about the cops beating the shit out of that guy in the street. And now remember, this was way before we had cell phones. Somebody just happened to have a camcorder and caught it. And the things that people had been talking about in that city about the police that was going, you know, it was falling upon deaf ears. And then the chaos erupted when they didn't get prison time. That Reginald Denny guy that got ripped out of his truck and beaten, and a black family actually saved him. Folks, there's good people still in the world. But this is just out of control. And it's only going to get worse. I'm warning everybody. Anybody, you know, we have a very small following here. But I tell all my friends and family, you've got to arm up. You got to stock up food. You got to stock up water. Get yourself a little propane kit to cook on. Get a bunch of fuel. Set it aside. All those people that shit on everybody for being preppers, like they're all tinfoil hat people, here we go. The tension is so thick on the globe right now. You got shit like this happening here in L.A., you got China talking a bunch of shit. They just arrested two people with that fungus that can poison our food and make you really sick. We have Chinese nationals coming over to America, purchasing land all over the place. You have governor of Arizona vetoing a bill where people were saying to outlaw foreigners from purchasing land. Why is that? That just shows you right there who she sold out to. Folks, this is a really dangerous time right now. And I really, my fellow Americans, everybody that I love in this country, you've got to start preparing now because it's only going to get worse. It's not getting any better anytime soon. This shit is so out of control. All because of deportations. Deportations of people that should not be here. I mean, you look at that. I'd love to hear, I can't wait to hear Joe Rogan's take here in the next couple days. You know, he's in LA, he's in Texas now, but I think this is where he grew up. Same thing with Ben Shapiro, he grew up in LA. This reminds me so much of those riots back in the 90s. The fact that you got the military in there, this shit's going to kick off here in Washington next. I hope it doesn't, but I suspect it will. It'll be Portland, Oregon. It'll be Seattle, probably Tacoma and Olympia. And then it'll probably kick off somewhere in New York and Jersey, Minnesota. I mean, who knows? This stuff is so out of control. And I just don't know what to think anymore other than protect my family. Because it's coming, especially where I live here in Tacoma, Washington. This is such a fucked up town with our ass backwards city council and mayor. just falling right in line with the exact same politics as Gavin Newsom, as Bob Ferguson, our former governor, that piece of trash, Jay Inslee. They've done this on purpose, and here we are now. Stock up food, everybody. Stock up water. Go to Costco. I know it's in plastic, and that sucks. Buy 10 cases of bottled water. Do it now. Get your, you know, there's My Patriot Supply. That's where I have so much of that stuff stocked up. Get batteries. Get candles. If you can, get a generator. Get a gas-powered generator. Get fuel for if you need to get out of here. Pack a bug-out bag. You know, put a store of clothes or an extra set of clothes. Get some just survival gear for your pack. And arm yourself. Absolutely arm yourself. You got to do it. This is some dangerous shit. And all those people that have been talking to my entire life, I guess I don't blame them. They didn't want to listen. And I'm not clairvoyant and I can't predict the future, but it's just right in front of our faces. And now here's Trump's presidency, and this is the type of shit that's going to be remembered because he couldn't get this into control. Then Gavin Newsom making that bullshit statement today about he's so disappointed in ICE. Fuck off. These people don't belong in our country. Get them the fuck out. And if you look here, I mean, you can see the people that are lined up, and then you see the police, probably looks like local police or SWAT or all those agencies. They've got all their gear up and ready to roll. Looks like there's some RVs out there, some weaponized, you know, bulletproof cars. This is nuts. And I hope, you know, and then there you go. You see some American flags flying. That's great. Look at these people barricading themselves down below. Again, these are very challenging times right now. You saw the car that was set on fire yesterday, and the Mexican nationals rolling around waving their flag while it's on fire. The people with hammers breaking up concrete off the curbs to chuck at it, to throw it at cops in their cars. And, well, the ICE vehicles. This isn't, I can't say it enough. And I'm sorry, folks, for just repeating myself over and over, but this is only going to get worse. You have to prepare now. Because this is going to get to the point now, and I suspect, when it breaks off into Portland, Oregon, because these copycat assholes that think it's funny, the rebels without a clue, and that's exactly what they are. They're just pissed off just to be pissed off because they all saw the same videos I saw as a kid, and they want this to be their shining moment. Look at all those people. Thousands and thousands and thousands of people. There's no way to get a handle on that. You got to get that military starting to move in and look at them blocking traffic. That's the shit that I hate the most. There we go. Look at the fires. And this is all live right now on LA, this feed that I've got going. Yeah, there they are. Man, we got, what is it? Bicyclists, we're still moving for them. Yeah, look at the fires. Oh, look at, what was that? Was that, man, two of them going. Over what? Over what? This is like spoiled brats, violent, spoiled brats not getting their way. You come into our fucking country, and this is how you behave? You should be rounded up. Should be thrown on a fucking boat and dropped off at sea. All my fellow, you know, veteran brothers and sisters and active duty. Yeah, we served our time for our country. because we love our country, and to watch this shit, watch these aliens, yes, illegal aliens, that's what they are, marching into our country and shitting on it. And we just did a recent episode, and it was tongue-in-cheek, but everybody knows what I meant about Canadians. You know, oh, there we go, look at that. You know, Canadians aren't generally violent. These are people from countries that are violent. Let's zoom in on this here. So they've got the beanbag guns. Finally starting to push people back. Look at these assholes. They're still going to stand there. Well, just go. Go home. Why are you doing this? I don't get it. We're going to break in a little bit later again, maybe tomorrow, and see if this stuff has calmed down. There's a protest in downtown. This isn't protests. This is anarchy. And I was in Seattle during the WTO riots, which were a fucking joke. Again, it was just people just wanting to riot, just to riot. Throwing piss at cops, throwing benches through windows. I'm trying to remember. I think that was 1999 when that happened. And that was bad enough. This is way out of control. These people, I mean, what, I don't understand. What is their goal? Do they think just sitting here bitching about shit is going to get anything done? Like I said, folks, we'll tune back in on this probably tomorrow. See if anything has changed. If it really erupts into chaos, I'll jump back online here. For those of you just listening to the audio, pull it up on YouTube, the live. I mean, it is just chaotic what's going on right now. And these police and, you know, National Guard, they're trying to get a grip on this. And of course, everybody knows Trump will be painted as the villain here. We already know that's what's coming. I mean, my gosh, block after block after block. Look at all those thousands of people. And again, for what? Stop deportations? To stop people, kicking people out of our country that don't belong here? I mean, the only thing I can imagine is that they've really been misled by Democrats and think that ICE is just going around rounding up babies and kids, which isn't true. Look at all the police there. Yeah, this is just unbelievable. It's not unbelievable. I'm sorry for saying that. Trying to pay attention here and also kind of spout out my point of view, because this is just, it's heartbreaking. It's sickening that you can't get people to see truth and be rational and be reasonable anymore. Very curious how long this is going to go on, how many days. Well, again, everybody, thank you so much for watching this here for a few moments. Just kind of wanted to give you an update of what's going on here in LA. Stay tuned. I would not be surprised if this mentality spreads up here into Oregon and Washington. And if it does, I will definitely dive right in and we'll keep on top of it. Thanks, everybody.